folks, and welcome. This is Pastor Butch Paul, and I am sitting in today, of course, from Elder Seastrom. You're listening to Financial Survival, and we're glad you're with us today, and I mean that. It is hard to believe, but it's almost end of October already, Wednesday, 26 October 2022. The month's gone by fast. 6 days away from our midterm elections. We'll see what happens. Be interesting to see. I'm sure we're going to hear foul cried on both sides. Whoever wins, it's going to be a dishonest election. So we'll see what happens. That's all we can do, folks. But in the meantime, welcome today. Good to have you. Let's get into the metals, into the markets. Then we're going to go to Wendy Wilson with another one of her very interesting topics, folks. And every time she's on, I learn something. And I really enjoy that. I really do. But let's start with metals. Gold today was down a little bit. 88 cents, actually. The 1664.26. Silver's down 11 cents, 1950. Platinum was up 27.54 to 955.12. Palladium was up $1.63 to 1967.90. So two down and two up. Okay, that's just the way it is. The markets today, Dow Jones was up 60.79 to 31.897. NASDAQ was down 202.63 to 10,996. S&P was down 2102 to 38,3809. Oil was up 284 to 88.16. The 10-year yield was down 0.091 to 40019. So, again, the market's two down and one up, so we'll see what happens there. Now, again, Dow Jones has gained roughly 3,000 points, 2,000-some points in the last week or so. So I guess that's good for those invested. The DAX was actually up 10.9% at 13,195. The FTSE was up 0.61% at 70.56. Nikkei was up 0.67% to 27,431. Hang Seng was down 0.04% to 29.76. The USDX today was also down $1.23 to 109.72. So the dollar has lost about four bucks here in the last few days. So we'll see what happens there. So that's the markets, and that's what's happening in the world. And now let's go to our guest, Wendy Wilson, who's always a pleasure to have on. She's always upbeat and in a good mood. I know that's rare for a woman, isn't it? But anyway, now we'll get anyway. Wendy, you there?
I'm here, Pastor Butch. Boy, are you bold today or what?
Well, I don't think you can hit me from where you're at, so I'm all right. But
yeah.
Well, it's good to have you, Wendy. It always is. And I want you to enjoy yourself because you always bring such good information. And thank you for joining us every week. I know it's time out of your schedule, but thank you for taking time to join us.
Well, thank you. It's always a pleasure to be with you and the listeners. And today we're going to talk about your brain a little bit. Because we've noticed if we look at statistics, our neurological disorders are worse today than they ever before in history. Because over 1 million Americans, or 31% of the general population, suffer from a neurological condition. And most neurological illnesses involve, you know, your brain and possibly your nervous system, or even the entire nervous system. So if we look at research in 2000, it states that in the general U.S. population, we had neurological conditions that was about 0.6% of the population. So what could be pushing that up? Because 31% are now having this problem. So 22 years ago, it was just 0.6% of the population. So we've got a big jump here. And what conditions are we talking about? Well, according to caregiver.org, the general statistics on a few of the neurological conditions are things like multiple sclerosis, over 10,000 people, Parkinson's disease, over 600,000, Alzheimer's disease, over 250,000, epilepsy, over 135,000, Tourette syndrome, over 450,000, and autism, 7.2 million. So this is a problem. Globally, it's a problem as well. So let's look at this study, though, came out of the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. And they published some research on the human blood-brain barrier. And interestingly, their research included the impact that vaccines have on our brains. So more people are kind of wondering about the safety of vaccines, the truthfulness of the scientific research, and the integrity of the scientific professionals that are influencing our healthcare policy today. Here's a quote from their report. They say some people are concerned about the vaccine safety and wonder whether vaccines may enter the blood-brain barrier and cause neurological conditions. So I thought we'd kind of delve into this to see if that's the case. And before we do, what is that blood-brain barrier? Do you know what that is, Pastor Butch? The blood-brain barrier?
Well, not really. I've heard about it, read some about it, but no, I really don't.
Okay, so scientific research has often reported that neurological side effects from vaccines is possible due to the blood-brain barrier. Now, some people did not believe such reports, as pain relievers and antidepressants can actually pass through this barrier. And most biological drugs, like your insulin and your Botox, can pass through this barrier. Other drugs that can go right through are your arthritic drugs, psoriasis medications, ulcerative colitis drugs, anti-inflammatory medicines, leukemia drugs, ankylosing spondylosis drugs, ovarian and breast cancer medications, chemotherapy drugs, multiple sclerosis meds, and eye macular degeneration medications. So what is this barrier they say that can't be breached? Well, the blood-brain barrier, or the BBB, we're told by science, is made up of tiny woven cells to prevent foreign substances from entering the brain. However, science has found a way for drugs to pass through this barrier and access the brain. So the drugs interact with the barrier cells, and the proteins in the drugs kind of act like a key in a lock to gain access to your brain. So proteins are switches, and it switches cells on or off, and now can open barriers like your blood-brain barrier. So your blood-brain barrier is made up of living cells, and they're woven kind of tightly, like a fabric. So it's hard to pass through there unless you have the ability. So therefore, it's possible to gain access across this barrier if you have the key to this lock. And science has found that key. Science discovered that one of the elements that can pass right through the BBB is glucose and other protein nutrients. So a Trojan horse of drugs can gain access. And when substances that are not supposed to be there gain access, they cause lots of inflammation in the brain. So this is why the childhood combo disease vaccines, such as MMR and DPT, tend to cause inflammation like encephalitis. See how that's working?
Yeah.
So science discovered that breaching the blood-brain barrier is that same pathogens can also damage the barrier. So what they're putting in you can damage that barrier and even weaken it. It's like you don't have one at all. So what pathogens are we talking about that can breach the barrier, damage it, and weaken it? Here's the list. Influenza. And how many times do you get a flu vaccine? Probably every year. Or at least they want you to. Pneumonia pathogens. Meningitis pathogens. Mumps. Rubella, measles, there's the MMR. Also, measles is a very dangerous pathogen to the brain. It can be also fatal. And also fungus. So any of those things that are put in vaccines can breach that barrier and damage it and also cause serious health conditions. There are some other dangers because ingredients in your vaccines like aluminum and mercury can damage the brain. So in October 2016, the National Library of Medicine published some research that the aluminum in your vaccines can cause toxicity to the brain barrier and alter its function. So now get this. Let me ask you, Pastor Butch, you've heard about the adjuvants in your vaccines, right?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
And we're led to believe by the media and science that the adjuvants help improve an immune system response, right?
That's true, yes.
Okay. Well, the adjuvants that they put in your vaccines to supposedly improve your immune system ability to produce antibodies is made of aluminum.
Ah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
So, however, you know, science says not to worry, not to worry. The human body can tolerate so much metal toxicity, you'd be surprised. And it is exactly the body's able to remove this aluminum, they said, through your kidneys. So they say it's not a problem. But, you know, autopsies of vaccinated children show that heavy metals have the brain. They enter the brain, and in 14 days, they lodge then in the bowel and your bones. So, however, science is saying 74% of the heavy metals exit the body in 2 weeks. But science is saying you're excreting these heavy metals, and that the vaccines will protect your brain and the blood-brain barrier. But the evidence is saying otherwise. So we're being told one thing, but we're actually seeing another in a lot of scientific research. So vaccines can be a hot topic for a lot of people. They think that the vaccines just made, you know, the childhood illnesses go away, but they were actually on the decline before the vaccines became a mandated issue for the public.
That's true.
So basically we had, by the time that the pathogens were, you know, going down without any entry of vaccines in public use yet, it's because, you know, we had better sanitation, we had frozen food, so we had more vitamins and minerals during the winter months. So, you know, we had some things going in our favor that actually deterred infection. People were healthier, and healthier people, it's harder for them to catch a lot of those childhood illnesses. So, I don't know. It's just an argument that's gone on for decades.
Well, with the side effects of vaccines have been proven, I don't see much advantage to them.
Right.
Caused more problems than they've helped.
Well, you're exactly right. You know, because we've kind of lived on blind trust, really.
Yes, we have.
Institution, you know. I think that's becoming a bit of a relic now. I think people are waking up to things. So if you want to protect your health, we really have to do our homework, and we have to research all the therapies and treatments recommended to us, which, you know, kind of offends some doctors, but oh well. You want to make sure your drug therapies are not producing a drug-induced disease like dementia, for instance. And a lot of these products can have metal toxicity. I think we can, I don't know, if next time if we have that a moment opportunity, we can touch on the heavy metal therapies that are in very common therapeutics being used today. And, you know, dementia is on the rise for a lot of people. So it's
yes,
not just
it
the elderly, younger people are getting it.
Well, 1 in 10 above 65 now have it, they say. So, yeah, are affected with it. 1 out
right.
of 10 adults, yes.
Yeah, and it used to be before 2000, it was like 1 in 150
mm-hmm.
kids would
yep.
get, you know, autism, and now it's like 1 in 44.
And dropping fast and going the wrong way, yes.
Yeah, so you know, more and more kids are coming up with these neurological conditions because there was even this report a couple of years back. It was a video of our doctors that met in New York City for a conference, and they were talking about adjuvants. And one guy from South Africa said that he's really concerned because there's been no testing on adjuvants. And people disagreed with him because, no, hear me out. He says, you have adjuvants now in all these vaccines, so there's no study on a cumulative effect of them. See, and he was right. They haven't studied it. They're putting adjuvants in all the vaccines. That's more aluminum, more heavy metal.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
So it's really sad. I mean, it's really negligent to not have done a study on that, you know, because metal toxicity is real.
I mean, yeah, to say the least, it's negligent. I think quite probably done on purpose.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of people that, you know, feel that a lot of this stuff is not by accident. And they don't believe in coincidences. I don't know if you believe in coincidences.
If there were an accident or two, and they were caught and corrected or whatever, and more research done, that you can understand that. But there's been lots of accidents. Nobody's saying much about it.
Right. Right. So it's just, well, you know, and like I said, I talked to Dr. Anthony Norris back in the 90s. He used to be the chief urologist of the FDA. He enlightened me to a lot of things, which shocked me, really. He had access to the raw data. Now you can't even get raw data. They destroy that to make sure that nobody sees it. But he looked at the raw data on the vaccine trials, and he says vaccines aren't what the public thinks they are. They're there to seed the body with disease, not protect you from disease. It's to make sure that there's a perpetual line of patients and customers for the drug company and the medical complex. He says that really, if you get any antibody protection from a vaccine, he says it's brief and it's fleeting. And then I asked him, is that why we get boosters? He goes, no, because if you had the entire amount of the serum in one vaccine, it's so toxic it would kill you. So they give it to you in small amounts. They give you the poison in small amounts.
Ah, that makes sense. That makes sense.
Yeah, and he also told me you're going to react in your genetic weakest link to a lot of these vaccines. So that's why not everybody would get autism or Tourette syndrome or MS. And that's exactly what the drug companies hide behind. They say, well, if our vaccine was the culprit, everybody would have this condition. No, because everybody's genetic code is slightly different, so you're going to react different.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my. You know, it's amazing, too. I just today on the Eastern News, Biden's talking about getting a booster, and if you get a booster, you won't spread disease. And the doctor came out immediately after him and said, that's not true. So we've been lied to so much, it's hard to discern the truth.
Yeah, I know. And I know the older generation, you know, the grandmas and grandpas of today, they're used to trusting their doctor implicitly. And so they follow the news. There's another witness, you know, from what their doctor's saying. And so it's hard for them even to, you know, wrap their brain around some of this stuff. But you know, if you want the truth, go to the Bible. God says herbs are here for the service of man, the healing of the nations. I didn't read anything in there where there was a pharmaceutical industry.
Well, I've read about it in the word sorcery, which means pharmaceutical. So, yeah.
Well, not in a godly manner, you know.
No. That's what I'm saying. What it means, sorcery? It's witchcraft.
Yeah, sorcery.
Pharmaceutical.
Yeah, that's what it. Well, that's, you know, you're getting back to your alchemy. That's what they were practicing in Babylon.
Of course.
And our medical industry still practices that.
We're about out of time. We're getting a number.
Okay, they give us a call. We're having a rainy day sale, so it's 25% off. More details are on our website, thepowerherbs.com, or you can call 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663 for rainy day sales. Stock up and save.
All right. Wendy Wilson, thank you so much. It's always good having you. I'll see you next week.
Okay, take care now. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, folks, I don't hear music, but I think we're going to break. I hear it. Okay. All right. Back at the break, folks. Don't go away.
Working for a living. Living and a working. I'm taking what they're giving because I'm working for a living.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit csetalkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Oh, mercy, mercy me. All things ain't what they used to be.
All righty, folks, we are back, and this is Pastor Butch Paul. I'm filling in today from Melody Cederstrom. It is Wednesday, and she takes Wednesdays off to do some other things, and I don't blame her at all. But you do need to give her a call. I mean, really, you do need to give her a call at 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188. We got a lot of news to cover today. I don't know if we get it all done today. If not, we'll try to finish up Friday, but we've got to cover. So let's get started on some news headlines that I think it's very important. And we'll start first off with the first couple are not financial, but they're important nonetheless. There are 10 states that have already rejected the idea of a mandatory vaccine for school-age children, 10 states. And I'm thankful to say that West Virginia is one of them. But if you live in these 10 states, Wyoming, Iowa, Oklahoma, Montana, Indiana, West Virginia, South Carolina, Florida, Georgia, Mississippi, Arkansas, and Arizona, you're blessed. They are not going to let this become part of the standard shots for demanding for children to go to the public school systems we call schools today. That the vaccines in themselves are reason enough that I would not let my children go to public school. You think I'm saying that? No, I mean, I didn't know a lot about vaccines even back then. But to know it today, don't send them to public school. Don't do it. COVID-19 vaccines have caused 84% of all deaths recorded in bears for the past 32 years. Pfizer's number one in vaccine deaths, even before COVID. The U.S. Government Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting Systems, VAERS, was started in 1990 to track injuries and deaths reported after receiving a vaccine. Congress mandated by law that the government maintain this database as part of the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program. The National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program is a no-fault alternative to a traditional legal system for resolving vaccine injury petitions. It was created in the 1980s after lawsuits against vaccine companies and healthcare providers threatened to cause vaccine shortages and reduce U.S. vaccination rates, which could have caused a resurgence of vaccine-preventable diseases. Now, that you believe if you want to, I don't. Any individual of any age who received a covered vaccine and believes he or she had been injured as a result can file a petition. Parents, legal guardians, and legal representatives can file it on behalf of children, disabled adults, and individuals who are deceased. Since emergency use authorization of COVID-19 vaccines in December 2020, through the latest update of the VAERS database on October 14, 2022, 84% of all deaths reported to vaccination for the past 31 years plus have been reported following COVID-19 vaccinations. And they're pushing them again, folks. They're pushing them again. I understand that people that were taking the vaccines this time is way down. The number is way down. It should be zero. I mean, some people will be deceived and deceived and deceived no matter what you do. But I would never, and haven't for a lot of years, even considered a vaccination. Ever since I've got out of the military where they shot you full of everything, seemed like I've never taken another vaccine, and I won't take another vaccine. So you say what you want, do what you want, believe what you want. It's your body. But I suggest you act wisely I really do. Robini warns of imminent dollar crash. The Fed is going to wimp out in the inflation fight. Economist Noriel Robini says Federal Reserve is going to wimp out on the inflation fight and will lead the dollar that will lead to a dollar crash. Robini is a professor emeritus at the Stern School of Business, New York University. He recently appeared on Bloomberg Markets and Finance Talk about the threats to the global economy. Robini predicted the housing bubble would pop in an IMF position paper in 2006. When asked if we were here or there again, he emphatically said, yes. Yes, we are here again. But in addition to the economic, monetary, and financial risk, and there are new ones now, we're going towards stagflation like we've never seen since the 70s. In the book, I point out there are also geopolitical risks. These include possible confrontation with China and Russia, environmental risk, health risk, and technological risk. Rubini called in a confluence of mega risk. You might not expect Rubini to talk like this. He served in the Clinton administration as a senior economist in the White House Council of Economic Advisors, then moved to the Treasury Department as a senior advisor to Timothy Geithner, who was undersecretary for the international affairs at the time. Despite his work in the Democratic Party administration, he sounds a lot like Peter Schiff when it comes to his views on the trajectory of the economy. Rubini pointed out the amount of debt in the global financial system. Debt to GDP has gone from 200% to 350% globally. In the U.S., the debt-to-GDP ratio is higher than after the Great Depression and World War II. After 2008 financial crisis and during the pandemic, zombie households, corporations, banks, and governments were bailed out by negative interest rates and quantitative easing. This time around is different because we have too much debt. We have so much debt, and central banks like the Fed have to increase interest rates to fight inflation, so the zombie institutions are going to go bankrupt. That's why not only are we going to have inflation and stagflation, but we'll have a stagflationary debt crisis. And it could be, from what I've been reading, that the Fed may not raise hikes on the 3rd of November. May not raise interest rates on 3rd November. We will see. Maybe they are going to wimp out like you said it could happen. We will see. So far, it doesn't seem to have helped a whole lot, except it's causing the housing market to crash. Folks, this is not going to be what. If any way out of this mess, no matter which way we go, it's not going to be easy. If you can get out of it, which this time I'm not sure we can, it's not going to be easy. And every time we get out of it, they seem like get out of it, we actually go deeper into the swamp. Instead of turn around and come back out, we go in deeper. Maybe we find some drier ground for a while, seems like. But the next time we go in, it's in a deeper and a greater quagmire, and it's getting tougher every time we get out of it. We discussed this, I think, yesterday or Monday. Major fuel supplier on code red as diesel crisis hits southeast. Now, folks, this is very important. This is huge. If this continues, oh, my. Diesel supplies are very scarce across the northeast and in the southeast. Supplies are at the lowest seasonal level for this time of year, and the U.S. only has 25 days left of the industrial fuel in storage. The crisis gripping the diesel market appears to be getting out of hand as one fuel supply logistics company initiated emergency protocol this week. Because conditions are rapidly devolving and market economics are changing significantly each day, Mansfield is moving to alert level 4 to address market volatility. Mansfield is also moving the southeast to code red, requesting a 72-hour notice for deliveries when possible to ensure fuel and freight can be secured at economical levels, Mansfield Energy wrote to an update to customers on Tuesday. The trucking firm has a fleet of tankers and delivers refined fuel products to more than 8,000 customers nationwide. Mansfield said that in many areas on the East Coast, diesel fuel prices are 30 to 80 cents higher than the posted market average because supply is tight. At times, carriers are having to visit multiple terminals to find supply, which delays deliveries and strains local trucking capacity. This could mean that the U.S. diesel market is so tight that supplies are running very low in certain areas. The crisis has sent supplies of industrial fuel that power the economy, from trucks to vans to generators to freight trains to tractors, to the lowest level ever for this time of year. Folks, it's a perfect storm. I mean, every day, it seems like, or at least every week, we see more and more insanity and destruction and foundation being crumbled all around us. This should surely open some people's eyes to what's happening. This is a planned destruction of America's economy and America herself. And I'm going to say this like it is. Psalms 9:17 is coming into fruition in America. Because we've forgotten God, he's turned us into hell, folks. Satan's armies don't back down when they're gaining ground at all. And we have allowed so much to happen in this country that is so terribly wrong that we are receiving the recompense. We think it's receiving a just reward, if you will, for what we tolerate in this country. I'll say this, move on to a different topic. Pedophilia, sex with children, will soon become a standard fare in America. You mark my words. Let's move on. Back to the oil condition again. Now, this really is something to think about. New York and New England start rationing heating oil before winter as stockpiles slump by 70% and fears rise that families will be left in the cold. Folks, this is really serious. For many, many years, I've been telling people on my program, on Melody's program both, you need an alternative heating ability. I don't know what it may be. It should be something that's sustainable, like wood and coal, if you can get it. You can use other things if you like. Maybe you try, if you have a heating oil, maybe you try electric heaters or propane. But, folks, those are things also that depend on energy to keep it moving. Wood, if you can get the wood, it makes its own energy. You don't need to have electricity to run a wood stove. You don't need that. So these are things to think about. And right now, you can still get them. And their prices are pretty reasonable. But when the bottom falls out, you're going to have a hard time finding a stove for sale that you can afford. I would do it now if I were you. That's just my opinion. Heating oil supplies in the Northeast and New England have begun rationing the key fuel ahead of winter after stockpiles dropped to a third of the normal levels. Concerns are rising that supply shortages and soaring prices will leave families in the cold this winter, particularly New England, which is more reliant on heating oil than other parts of the country. Chris Herb, president of the Connecticut Energy Market Association, told Bloomberg recently that heating oil wholesalers are beginning to limit allocations for retail suppliers. The rising measures intended to prevent panic buying and hoarding are in turn being imposed on consumers, limiting the amount of heating oil they can purchase. Now, think about that. I don't have any time in history. Maybe I didn't get it all, but that you couldn't fill your tank if you wanted to. Heating oil, which is chemically similar to diesel, is primarily used in New York, Pennsylvania, and New England, where most distribution is handled by small, family-owned businesses. This year, New England's inventories of stockpiled heating oil are about 70% lower than their average level since 1993, government data show. Supplies are lower this year due to the same factors impacting world oil markets, including the failure to rebuild production capacity following the pandemic and disruptions from Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Well, Russia's invasion of Ukraine might be a slight cause of it, but folks, ever since Biden got not in office, he has shut down our ability to be energy sufficient. No matter what I like and don't like about Trump, under Trump, America was more or less energy independent. That's no longer the case. Just as they're doing in Germany and other places in Europe, they're stocking wood to burn. I suggest everybody prepare to get something in some way to heat your house. They've done it to be a multi-$100 stove, just something that will maintain heat and at least keep one or two rooms warm in the home. Folks, there's no sin and no shame, as it wasn't when I was growing up anyway. Even my boys little, we had a wooden coal stove in the front room. We would put blankets up over the doors to other rooms that were not needed heating to keep the rooms very in warm. So, yeah, I've been blessed, very blessed in my life. But financially, we never have been rich. I've had to do other things to make things meet and get. And maybe it's a good thing. I have learned how to exist with very little money to do it with, and how to make a little bit of heat go a long ways. That's just my opinion. We'll move on from there. Freeloaders. L.A.'s homeless infuriate locals by boasting about hooking up washing machines to street power lines and setting up huge 10-man tents on sidewalks complete with fire beds. Wow. Moving up in the world, aren't they? Images and videos show the homeless in Los Angeles siphoning water and powering camps sprouting throughout the city's streets, with some of the brazen encampments even boasting working washing machines. Homelessness is a dominant issue in the state's upcoming mayoral election, which, with a large field of candidates promising to do more on that issue, that has placed Los Angeles in an unwelcome national spotlight. Sagging tents, rusting RVs, and makeshift structures have become commonplace along Hollywood Boulevard, folks, to Venice Beach, and even in the shadow of City Hall. Over the past year, the camps have become increasingly bold, putting up full-size tents and cordoning off entire streets, much to the chagrin of outraged locals. They have cordoned off entire streets for them to occupy. Gee. Now citizens have snapped evidence that urban outposts are stealing water and power from the city to maintain a surprisingly lavish lifestyle while living out on the street, taking water from hydrants, electricity from any outlet they can come across. That same day in City or South Central, evidence of another even more shameless encampment surfaced on social media, one also with a working washing machine and even an oversized tent that had an onlooker noted that was blocking a local business. One bedroom tent with garden and working washing machine blocking business driveway. Welcome to Los Angeles, the user wrote. In a post that shared video of the washing machine in the middle of the closed cycle. On the door to the unseen inhabitants, an evidently homey tent, complete with a set of house plants adorning the entrance, a sign urged onlookers, "Don't be hating." Such sightings have become increasingly common since the pandemic, when the city of angels, like many other liberal-run cities across country, descended into a den of debauchery and crime that is yet to crawl out of. Whew. America, America. One photo snapped by awestruck bystanders showed one such encampment in Hollywood where multiple people were washing what looked to be their cars and motorcycles while siphoning water from a nearby hydrant. Multiple cars were parked in a makeshift campsite, which also sported multiple working washing machines and several tents. There you go, folks. Rent's cheap in California. Go get you a tent. Back at the break.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit csetalkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
All right, folks, we're back for the last segment. This, again, is Wednesday, of course, 22 October 2022, and you need to give Melody a call and at 800-375-4188. You know, those that listen to this program and listen to me on this program, I appreciate you. I don't know why you listen to Hillbilly, but I appreciate that you do. I hope I bring some common sense to this, maybe sometimes from once in a while, because of the grace of God, a little bit of wisdom to what's happening. But, you know, I've always thought it's better to prepare for something and then not need the preparations, and it is not prepare and not have them. And I do urge you, if you live in a place where you are depending on electricity or heat and oil or propane, have something to back up what you have. I've said this before. In my home, I heated with wood and coal and a wooden coal furnace in the basement for many years, and it's been did a great job. Now that I got a few years on me, it's harder to cut wood, and I always enjoyed cutting wood. I had to cut up my own property. I always enjoyed it. But I still have the wooden coal furnace. I have some wood reserves. I can survive. I can get by. But my heat pump is what I use now normally for heating the house, and I have propane backup. And I have a whole house generator, propane, that would run for a while. I've got all the backup I can get and can afford to get. But I won't freeze. I may not be able to live like I like to or have been accustomed to. But, folks, let me tell you, when it's cold outside, you have no heat. That's not going to be pleasant at all. Check on something, a way to preserve yourself. Think about it. Get it done. Get you a nice, safe flu kit to put through your ceiling. It has to be a professional built for you, or you may even do it yourself. And prepare. CNN, Communist News Network is what I call them, is running into financial hardship. Poor things. CNN Chief Chris Licht, L-I-C-H-T, has big ideas, but employees are nervous and more job cuts are coming. CNN CEO Chris Licht started conducting a business review of the news network when he agreed to take the job in April. That evaluation wrapped up last week, according to people familiar with the matter. And CNN employees are about to find out Licht's conclusions. Licht faces many challenges, CNN. Like all cable news networks, the business is shrinking. CNN makes money off advertising and pay TV subscriber fees. But as millions of Americans cancel traditional pay TV each year in favor of streaming services, CNN almost certainly can't raise subscription rates as fast enough to keep a clip to keep up the declining viewer numbers. CNN's profits is set to drop below $1 billion this year for the first time since 2016 when Donald Trump was elected president. Parent company Warner Brothers Discoveries and valuation has nearly been cut in half this year as investors have lowered their expectations on global streaming subscriber growth, and macroeconomic pressures have pressured advertising revenue. Lick has been given a mandate from Warner Brothers Discovery CEO David Zaslav to transform CNN, which the network boss is internally referring to as a right-sizing of the business. Many Licht's job cuts are still to come this year, according to people familiar with the matter, who asked not to be named because the decisions are private. Hours after this story was published, Licht sent a memo to all staff confirming the end of the six-month business and signaling additional layoffs will be coming. So we'll see. CNN, I don't mean to sound nasty, but good riddance. But that's just showing what happens. Businesses that one time were flying high and really, we'll say, at the top of the game financially are starting to pay a little price now, and maybe not being so reliable as they thought they were, is catching up to them. We'll see. Saudi blast release of oil reserves to manipulate markets. Saudi Arabia's energy minister on Tuesday blasted the release of emergency oil stocks as an attempt to manipulate markets. The latest apparent salvo, a spat with Washington over oil production. I don't know what's going on behind the scenes here. I don't know. I know Saudi cut back on production, and that upset the Biden administration, and he did a political move and released some oil reserves. But apparently this didn't tickle Saudi Arabia. So I really don't know all the ins and outs of that. I want to see how that would bother them, because it certainly was a drop in the bucket of what we need. But anyway, people are depleting their emergency stocks and had depleted it, used it as a mechanism to manipulate markets, while its profound purpose was to mitigate shortage of supply, Prince Abdulaziz bin Salman told the investor conference in the Saudi capital. However, it's my profound duty to make it clear to the world that losing emergency stock may become painful in the months to come. Prince Abdulaziz did not single out the United States in his comments about emergency stocks, but last week, U.S. President Joe Biden announced he was putting a final 15 million barrels on the market from a record release of U.S. strategic reserves. So that was to complete a 180 million barrel release authorized in the spring in response to price hikes linked to Russia's invasion of Ukraine. I think it's the wrong move myself. Again, it's political. It's not to ease the pain on the people, folks. You and I both know that. It is political. We're less than a week away from midterms. We'll see. Chilling moment. Deranged Putin oversees nuclear strike on the West during terrifying Operation Thunder World War III drills. Vladimir Putin has ordered drills involving Russia's nuclear forces in which they simulated a massive strike on the West. The barrage of ballistic and cruise missiles fired in Operation Thunder exercises comes as a U.S. official has warned of troubling developments involving Russia's nuclear arsenal. Russia's Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu said the drills, codenamed Grom or Thunder, simulated a massive nuclear strike by Russia in retaliation for an attack on its soil. Video released by the Russian military-run Zvezda website showed armed forces personnel in front of computers launching a Yars ballistic missile. Other footage showed a Seneva intercontinental ballistic missile being fired from a submarine in the Barents Sea and a Tu-95 bomber that launched cruise missiles. The Kremlin said that all tasks set for the exercise were fulfilled and all the missiles that were test-fired reached their designated targets. The United States has said that Russia, or that Moscow, informed it about the drills in advance. The Russian drills came as NATO is rehearsing its own use of nuclear weapons, nuclear bombs based in Europe, in an annual Steadfast Noon war games. Putin observed an annual exercise remotely as Russia rehearsed its response to a nuclear attack with drills involving nuclear submarines, strategic bombers, and ballistic missiles. It comes amid growing fears the tyrant could detonate a nuke as Moscow continues to wildly swing in nuclear saber. The tyrant is become increasingly frustrated as his troops have been hit with a series of disastrous defeats across the front line of Ukraine. Of course, this article makes him Putin look like a really bad guy, and I'm not saying not, but obviously this is biased. But America's upset because they're running nuclear strike war games, while America is doing their own nuclear strike war games entitled Steadfast Noon. So if we can do it, why can't they do it? Does that make sense? I mean, why can't they have the same practice we do? Are they not entitled to plan for self-defense? I think so, don't you? I think they should be able to do that. I don't think any world power has a right to tell other power, other nations, that they can't defend themselves or be prepared to defend themselves in case of war. Half Americans say the cost of living squeeze is taking a toll on their health as millions turn to booze, junk food, and smoking as worries that mount over rising energy bills this winter. Folks, I gotta say this. This is another sign of deteriorating morality of a country. Instead of turning to do what's right and turning back to God, at repentance and ask direction, we turn to booze, junk food, and smoking. Wow. Half of Americans say runaway inflation and high living costs are taking a toll on their health. As millions turn to drink, junk food, and smoking more as worries about over electricity and gas bills this winter. Research at Toluna, a consumer insights firm, found that 50% of those surveyed were feeling their health suffer as a result of the cost of living crisis, with inflation currently running above 8% according to the Consumer Price Index. Among them, 37% said they were feeling more distressed. 21% said they were eating less healthily. 16% said they were smoking more. And 13% were boozing more often. The survey of 1,000 people comes as inflation, crime, and immigration are the first at the front of voters' minds ahead of the November 8 midterm elections, which will decide whether Republicans or Democrats control the Congress. Now, I want to say this right up front, and I'll cover this more of this tonight, in a little bit in another article here, but also in the program tonight. As long as we put the dollar first, instead of moral issues like murdering our children, sodomizing, perverting our children, as long as we put the dollar first, my friends, the love of money is to the root of all evil. Our nation will continue to deteriorate at a rapid pace, and it is. Extremism, all the way up to 9 months, Democrats united in abortion. Murder is the word for abortion. No limit soldiers. Dems candidates won't accept anything less than full-term murder on demand. Democrat candidates in this year's midterm elections do not support any limits on murder. U.S. Senator candidate John Fetterman and others have said so explicitly, while many have refused to give direct answers when asked. Democrats can't run on low prices and a strong economy. They're trying to inspire their base by stoking outrage at the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. The party and its activist allies are flooding states and districts with ads accusing Republicans of wanting to throw women and their doctors in prison. God bless them. Go for it. Go for it. Murder is murder. Unborn or born, folks. I know it makes the people that listen to the program makes mad, and I really don't care. It is what it is. Remember maybe y'all remember Clinton. Remember he ran for office and his motto was, "It's economy, stupid." I said even back then, as long as America is worried about the dollar, she'll never turn her fate around. Well, that's been back in the 90s. Now we're up in the 2020s. And look at America today. How much has she deteriorated since that time, folks? Just think about that. Look back a few years, how much she's fallen. It's the economy, stupid. Murder, abortion, seventh ranking issue for Hispanic voters, new poll shows. Murder is the seventh most important issue for Hispanic voters, a poll obtained by the Washington Free Beacon shows, suggesting Democrats' murder-centric messaging may fall flat with a crucial voting block. Hispanics rank cost of living, inflation, jobs, and economy, health care, crime, and climate change, and immigration as more pressing issues than murder, according to the WPA Intelligence Poll, which surveyed 1,288 Hispanic voters nationwide. Murder sets the seventh, tied in importance with taxes and government spending, and while Democrats still hold a solid advantage with Hispanic voters on a national scale, the poll shows that advantage narrows considerably among Hispanic voters who cite inflation, the economy, and crime among their top concerns. I'm not saying, folks, that the economy is not a concern. I'm not saying that crime is not a concern. I'm not saying that at all. I'm not even implying that. But until we get our moral values straight, none of this will be fixed. It's only going to get worse. And again, I go back just 20, 30 years to the Clinton administration. They were in office when I first started on radio back in 1993. I go back just that far and tell you the look of the country today compared to then, and then compared to today, morally and economically, are you worse or better off? And as long as we keep putting the money, the dollar, before the values of people and morals of people, the lives of people, the souls of people, the care of our children, we're never going to see this thing turn around. It's going to get steadily worse and worse and worse until it's finally turned completely into hell. And that's what the book says is going to happen. Folks, prepare yourself, please, spiritually, mentally, and physically. Call Melody up. Ask how maybe you can prepare yourself some financially. Probably most of y'all, like me, you're not wealthy at all. But you're blessed to have food on the table. But if you can do anything, prepare yourself, folks. Remember what I said. Alternative ways to heat your home. Water filters. Yeah, guns and ammo. I didn't stutter. I'm not a bit ashamed of that. Guns, I'm stocked. Do that. Storable foods. And precious metals, what you can do at 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188. Call Melody up. And if you want, mention my name, say I sent you over. She may laugh at you, but you can try it. But, folks, I do care enough to tell you the truth. I really do. I really, really do care enough to tell you the truth. There is no hope unless we do things the right way. First off, repentance before Almighty God. And preparing yourself for what's coming in the very near future. I think anyone with any common sense at all can see this come together. It shouldn't surprise anybody. Not now. I'll be back with you, by the way, on Friday, Lord willing, with Melody. And tomorrow, Dave will be back with her, I think, as far as I know. So I do believe I'm out of time. I don't hear any music playing yet, but I'm sure we'll in a second. But just keep your mind centered on what you need to do next. But remember, even God can't steer a parked car. You got to move so he can steer you. Prepare yourself for what's coming. Get yourself ready for hard times ahead. Now, I don't know what's going to happen. Maybe it was some great miracle things turn around. But don't hold your breath, folks. I don't see it happening. Have a wonderful night. Good night.
I work all night. I work all day to pay the bills I have to pay. Ain't it sad? And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me.
That's too bad.